1341. I found a typed page starting, "Valis activity is a binary system of off-on." We see only the on of the off-on arrangements. We do not see them as arrangements, but merely as change. More and more, this binary computer model of Valis seems to be the correct one. On is the linking of two parts which I saw. On equals junction. Off equals disjunction, or not inclusion in the vast assembly, which I equate with Valis. Put another way, I saw high-speed linking as the primary activity of Valis. This was simply its on mode. So it must be everywhere, and what I construed as Valis versus non-Valis was on versus off of a binary computer. Then everything is the computer, whether linked or not, whether the assembly, what I called Valis, or not. These are neural connections in a brain. On is connect, and off is disconnect. There is an evolution toward connection, toward a developing macro thought in which everything is connected, worked in as relevant. Then there is something other than just a binary on-off computer. On more and more predominates over off. It seeks on. Its goal is on as a means to developing a total all-parts interaction. Off could be regarded as a lack, a failure, a defeat, an impediment to be overcome. We still have a binary system, but priority plus value is given to on. Then there are two orders of reality, set to ground. The on, or junctions, which is higher or set, and off as disjunction, which is lower as ground. This might explain, then, the discrimination of set to ground which I achieved, on to off, linked to unlinked, Valis to not Valis, and even more ultimately, the ultra-thought to the not-yet part of ultra-thought. What I call Valis, then, is a thought, or rather, the thought. This sheds a whole new light on, 1. The set ground which I saw, 2. What Valis is, a forming thought. One could say that the rational invading the irrational, which I construe as going on, is the deliberate, purposeful formation by a computer brain, using a binary system of an ultimate thought which can be regarded, 1. As activity or process, or 2. As a thing, the thought as network of interlinked neurons in a particular pattern, which has as one attribute that of absolute beauty and perhaps should ultimately be so regarded. My God, the causal train melting, the ultra-thought was seen by me forming before my very eyes. This is the override I saw, the modulation, the changes in reality including me. I was incorporated into the ultra-thought, which I have termed Valis, the St. Elmo's fire, the vast knowledge all at once available to me. This is the ultra-thought. All that hermetic transtemporal gnosis is contents of the ultra-thought. Reality as knowledge. This hermetic knowledge was physical reality, which I could see and touch. Physical reality went through a transform and became knowledge. The thought could be said to have changed. It changed, and no one remembers that it had been formerly different. Again, everything I experienced has to do with anamnesis. I remembered that things, the thought, had just an instant before been quite different. Note. In this act of perceiving the ultra-thought, Dick is very close to another California sage, Franklin Merrill Wolfe. Wolfe, a Harvard mathematician who gave up a position at Stanford in order to study in India in the 1930s, deduced a series of axioms about human nature that follow from his first axiom, consciousness without an object is. Consciousness without an object is consciousness beholding nothing but itself, which is palpably not an object, but is experienced as fact. Wolff's experiences of recognition are instructive for comprehending and therefore experiencing the invisible landscape of Dick's epic quest. So too does Dick's passage here reflect the other aspect of this inner beholding, reality as knowledge. Once one has looked within, one contemplates external reality and inner reality as the same thing. Astronomer Carl Sagan repeated biologist Julian Huxley's phrase that we are a way for the cosmos to know itself. Dick's investigations of the concepts and practices of the new sphere in the exegesis emerge out of this perception of ourselves as physical manifestations of thought. R.D. Endnote. 1344. I am building a terrific system here, with the binary computer, macro brain, and ultra thought, and the frames through which we move, prior thought formations objectified giving rise to new belief systems, etc. Reality, physical reality, as knowledge, and the form axes, the inner other universe of the immortals. The supermen, who are transspatial and transtemporal, dwelling in the inner universe and hence outside of clock time B, and who emerge into the exterior universe repeatedly and undetected by other people, and Ormuzd versus Ahriman, being the on and off of the binary computer, and the nature of true memory, anamnesis versus current frame clue false memory. Note. Ormuzd, or Ahura Mazda, and Ahriman, or Angra Mainyu, are the two warring gods in Zoroastrianism, the world's first dualist religion. End note. Plus the possible misuse of the computer by someone and its designer guiding us as a low murmuring voice against the misuse by this irrational operator or demiurge, i.e. Satan, who has taken control of creation and the rational thought forming and growing and complexifying in the midst of the irrational, i.e. misuse of the computer program. The antithetical strife between the rational thought and the irrational, with the former cannibalizing the latter to self-construct, until finally it is, has incorporated everything. And the orthogonal leap from track A tiers to track B, this reality, being a quantum growth, leap of the rational ultra-thought or valis, and the dialectic of the binary computer inevitably driving everything along, the logical antinomies in sequence, and the possibility of seeing valis, the ultra-thought, as set to ground, and its activity of self-construction, and salvation consisting of being incorporated into it, and thus experiencing reality as information, absolute information which ultimately is beauty, not information at all, i.e. a picture of the slain, dying, God, i.e. tragic. 1345. Christianity is a cruel religion, yet accurate. It recognizes and conveys the true picture of this world, inglorious death, the beauty of which exceeds the weight, the burden of the tribulation. Note. Like a lot of readers, I consider Dick an idea man rather than a stylist. Generally, he doesn't write sentences that hold within them whole worlds. Rather, his collective work has to be taken together to add up to something, at which point, as in Mark Danielewski's House of Leaves, the house of Dick is bigger on the inside than out. But this sentence is one of Dick's most exquisite and enigmatic and feels full of wisdom, even as I'm not sure what it means no matter how many times I read it. The whiplash words, of course, are yet accurate. Given how precisely stated the rest of the sentence feels, I must assume they have been phrased precisely as well. But they also feel not so much in juxtaposition with the rest of the sentence as like a virus of syllables that has invaded the others. S-E. Endnote. Only when reality is experienced as the body unto of Christ and its life process as the sacred blood are we really home. What, oh what, if it were true that in 1945, at Nag Hammadi, the actual sacred living information logos blood of Christ was unearthed, and through it, he was restored to the world, the plasmate, which I describe in Valis? That blood having recreated the mystic Corpus Christi, which rational is now growing within the old irrational universe? I just realized I've seen Christ in microforms, as in the death of the cockroach and rat and pinky, and in macroform, the universe flowing with his blood. And what if he is Thomas and became replaced, me, as well? 1346. Pythagoras had a strange cosmogonical belief. A seed, male, inserted into the boundless female, which then progressively grows by incorporating more and more of the atalos, incomplete or unbounded, into its carefully limited telos structure, a process like inspiration with the boundless called breath. This view of careful limitation, boundaries, being the essential basis of cosmos sounds like the linking and arranging I saw Valis doing, and this seed sounds like the rational Valis invading the greater boundless irrational or non-cosmos. Also, the term cosmos is used by him to mean an ultimate beauty, more so than order. I'd say at this point that 374 was very Pythagorean. The principle that like is known by like, hence an understanding of the divine universe would bring man's nature closer to its own. An organic whole, particularly one that, like the universe, lives forever, must of necessity exhibit limit and order in the highest degree. Empedocles. For these teachings grow of themselves to be part of the individual character. But if you go after other things, wretched things that blunt the concern for thought, then after some time, these teachings will all at once desert you in their desire to regain their own kindred. For you must know that everything has thought and a share of intelligence. You shall learn all the medicines that keep all illness and old age, etc. He makes it clear that the revealed gnosis of Pythagoras is alive. We are dealing with thoughts, e.g. wisdom, knowledge, concepts, and ideas, which have thoughts or life of their own, and which decide on their own whom to come to and whom and when to depart. A thought entity, like Ubik, has it ever occurred to me that the info, especially the great written pages, which I saw had life and volition of their own, and that they themselves decided to come to me, like to like, decide to come and decide to depart? Folder 39, March 1979. 39.1. The 374 miracle began in 1971 at the time of the taco stand trip into Mexico, actually Orange County. Time and space began to be rewoven then. I know, Thomas was taken directly to 274 and Orange County, bridging 71 to 74, arcing across. My taco stand experience was the other half of Thomas taking me over in 374. The taco stand experience was of being in 1974 in Fullerton and Placentia. Not April 72, but 2 or 3 74, and then maybe returned to 71 in Marin County at the end of the approximately 8-hour RET. Real elapsed time, taco stand experience. which really lasted weeks in 74, while I lay on my bed in Santa Venetia. Why? To supplant a dying me in 374, like a graft from another part of the physical body in an operation. Infusion from the more vital past, where there was enough psychic energy. 39.6. Orange County was certainly the replacement reality. There's no problem in establishing what the replacement reality is or my replacement personality. Obviously, it's what we have now. What can't be established is what Track A was like. Thomas was the Track A me. Or even how extensive the change was. I feel it reached the White House. Factions were brought into being ex nihilo, which would cause Nixon to be deposed. This was the point of it all. So, in Track A, the tyranny must have been unassailable. It must have been worse. Would you believe tears? 39.8. Hypnagogic vision. The Xerox missive, seen as enticing red apples, recapitulation of man's temptation and fall. But he saved me. Also, something about healers, and I'm not supposed to understand 374. The healers who were involved in causing 374 are blocking my understanding. And they are benign. So they've scrambled my mind, so I keep going around and around. But sometimes, as I fall asleep, the scrambler lifts. So I've just now proved that I can't prove anything, and I never will. And they were reluctant to let me know even this. The other side of this, perhaps, is that underneath the scramble, were it not for the inner scramble, I really know what happened. This may be why I keep trying. I know, but I can't figure out why I can't stabilize or formulate it. 39.9. Then it wasn't just an overthrow of the Nixon tyranny. It was an overthrow of the world of tears. Or rather, not overthrow, but it was caused not to have been, and Track B was, ex nihilo, created in its place. And then Nixon was overthrown in Track B, a further lifting of Rome or Babylon, which, as my Second Coming Bible says, occurs just before Christ returns as king. Obviously, when tears came out, one or more secret real Christians recognized it, knew the truth about it as the track which had previously been there, and set about to restore my memory, my true memory. Or they may have thought, I did remember, I did not, at least not consciously. As one review of tears pointed out, which I hadn't realized, an alternate, not just future world was pointed to, e.g. the civil rights movement of the 60s seems to have failed, especially regarding blacks. And then the dream, God intervenes, and in the book, the genocide laws regarding blacks have never existed in the world of the book. After the dream, it is our world, apparently. The dream marks the switch, and the dream is of God in breaking into history. Not to mention the King Felix cipher. So the book and the cipher don't point just to a future intervention in Track B, but to a track switch with synchronized memory switch, which has already taken place. The new heavens and a new earth have already come into being, but we don't realize it. So the overthrow of Nixon in Track B is small potatoes, a mere result easily achieved due to the track switch. And this we see and remember. The track switch must precede the 60s. Then the causal train melting in 374, to be understood, must be viewed as further track switching inseparable from the major overall track switching, and can even be interpreted as prima facie evidence of track switching. I actually saw it. A residual bit happening in 374, but most had already been done, and I had no memory of it. The Track A changed to Track B is a projection of Thomas's revolutionary plans, purpose, goals, his reason for existing. He is an agent with a purpose. The PTG is the USA he dreams of setting up. The BIP is how he conceives of it before he and his cohorts act to change it for the better, i.e., by overthrowing Nixon and the whole government, which is the classical CP agent goal, violent overthrow of the capitalist USA government. And they were successful. Code in tears, too.